Super Wheat. No, it's not another comic hero, just the new varieties of wheat which could double yields in the fields. Advances in plant breeding have helped to feed the world for the last century, but will improving varieties of crops manage to keep up with population growth across the world for the next 100 years? With predictions of world population at 9 billion by 2050, scientists have been trying to develop new varieties of wheat which could yield 15 tonnes a hectare. At the moment, the average yield is about 8 tonnes. At the John Innes Centre, one project is looking back into history to see if ancient wheat plants contain the traits needed to feed the world. And none of this research is using GM technology. Now, John Orford is leading a team from several universities investigating wheats which originated thousands of years ago. I joined him to see them growing in the glasshouse. Inside this glasshouse, a very tall wheat on raised benches, but every single ear of the wheat grain itself has been encased in a little plastic bag. Every single one.
What we've got here are land races, global land races from around the world.
What's a land race?
So a land race is something that's developed in a country almost naturally. So it looks extremely unagricultural.
Yeah, it does. It's all leaning over. I mean, that's very, very tall. That must be 5 foot tall, that one over there. I mean, you wouldn't see that in a field, would you?
Certainly not. One of the tallest wheats that you'd see in the UK at the moment is probably around under 3 foot. The way we look at it now is that it's possibly got genetics and it's got genes that could be extremely valuable for modern day breeding, but because of when the breeding world started in the earlier part of the last century, anything that wasn't incorporated right from the very start was kind of left behind.
So you're going back into history to find some special traits which may have been forgotten about. Is there anything you've found so far that you might use?
We are looking for these traits, but we're also looking to just combine genetically the global land race with the modern adapted wheat. And we're in the early stages of that. The first material is entering the field, but really the stage we're at for the majority of the work is what you're seeing in front of us here.
What are you actually hoping to find?
If we're going to put more yield in the ear, then something's got to feed that, something's got to be the transport system from the soil to the ear. I do think the biomass will increase because we may be looking.
So that's the leaves and the stalks. They have to be chunkier.
Yeah, you could say that if we want to grow higher yields, we're going to have to grow plants that can support that yield. And to do that, maybe there needs to be more photosynthesis going on, which means increased leaf area. But if you do that, of course, you bring in potential diseases. So it all gets very complicated. It's very complex. But physically, if you want to grow something heavier and bigger, more yield, it's possible that it's going to require a bigger, robust plant to do that. So yes, it may look well very, very different, but a tricky one to call at the moment.
John Orford from the John Innes Centre. And that's all from us this morning. I'm Anna Hill. The producer was Claire Freeman.